I was just telling Philip this morning how his father's always ready when he comes to church to be a blessing. So,
so you want to be more like him.
I want to be more like him. Anyway, I love that song we just sang. Well, I like them all, but I was thinking of the first one, number one. And what it tells us about God. He's the King, all glorious. And then it says, we sing His power and His love. I opened my Bible today to look at a psalm. I had the psalm in mind. I wanted to read it over. And there I saw something that I had forgotten. Just a little devotional reading that I had copied. It says, I saw visions of God. The first verse of the prophet Ezekiel. I saw visions of God. He found himself with the captives in Babylon. I saw visions of God. He was looking up. He was seeing what others didn't see. And I'm thankful for the Word of God, or as was just prayed, the way that Jesus shows us the Father, and we can know God. I'm thankful for what we read, what we sing, how we're taught about God. I like contrasts. And in that song you have His power and His love. His mercies are tender and firm. And you often find that in the Bible, when you read about God, you have those two ideas. Tender and firm. Merciful and faithful. True and gracious. And you would think of those things as somehow at least being different, if not opposite, strong and tender. And yet God possesses those characteristics in perfection. We sing, only Thou art holy, merciful and mighty, perfect in power, in love, in purity. Or at the end of that song, our Maker, Defender, Redeemer, and Friend. I guess Maker, Defender, Redeemer, they say strength to me. And Friend speaks tenderness to me. Now I think you can have a strong friend and you can have a tender Redeemer, but you know what I mean. And the psalm I was looking at also says, it's Psalm 115, and it says, not unto us, not unto us, O Lord, give glory, but unto your name. And then it says, why? For your mercy and for your truth's sake. And when I read that this morning, I started thinking about the things that I've just been saying, and then we sang that song. So I just bring that out to you. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory, for the sake of your steadfast love and your faithfulness. God is mighty. God is sovereign. It says here, He is in the heavens and He does what He pleases. No one tells Him what to do. He's in charge. And the contrast is made with the gods of men, the idols that they make. And our God, so great, the living God, we trust in Him. And He thinks of us. He stoops to us to make us His and to help us to know Him and love Him. And that's the perfection of grace. He is so gracious, so tender. Where we are so hard, He is so tender and loving. And we just heard in the prayer that He sought us and He bought us and He brought us to the fold. We can know God. We can know the love of God in Christ. And we can know the power of God to set us free and to change us from what we were to what He wants us to be. He's such a wonderful Savior, such a mighty God. I'm thankful for the joy that fills our hearts to know Him. And so I just wanted to share that quickly with you this morning. I'm waiting to hear your testimonies. But it speaks to me, merciful and mighty, tender, firm, maker, defender, redeemer, friend. This is our God. And He, as we heard, makes Himself known to us in His Word, by His Spirit, through His Son, who comes to live in our hearts. What a joy, what a privilege is ours. Father is the Christian name for God. And to know that He is our God, I was just thinking it as I was encouraging the people at home not too long ago. Let us come with confidence to the throne of grace. Maybe like Brother Phil, he wanted someone to pray, and then someone did, but you wondered for a minute if anybody was going to, and maybe if you shouldn't. I hope you all thought, maybe I'm the one that should be praying. Is there anybody here who didn't think that? I hope everybody thought. Anyway, the right one prayed, I'm sure. But anyway, I was trying to encourage people. So let us come boldly to the throne of grace, there to obtain mercy, to find help, find grace to help in a time of need. And then I thought of that throne and the mighty God that sits there, and the fact that though He is Almighty God, we don't come with dread. Yes, we come with fear, the fear of the Lord, reverence, awe, but we don't come with dread. And then why? Why did He say we could come confidently? And the answer is because we have Jesus, who has opened the way for us to come. But when you think of it, even beyond that, well, it's all because of Jesus. This King eternal, this God Almighty, is our Father. So come. He's the perfect Heavenly Father. He's not like an earthly father. You might have had a very good father, but then he couldn't have been as good as this Father. And the one who sits on that throne is our Father, and He wants to give good things. And so we can come with confidence to Him. And I'm thankful for that today. I just wanted to share that. We have visions of God. If we'll take the time to look, keep our eyes where they belong, looking unto Jesus, look in His Word, find Him. He's in our hearts too. We can pay loving attention to Him all day long and see visions of God. And He will be so glad if we will just contemplate Him. And we will be strengthened in our souls if we'll keep our eyes right there where they belong. And we meditate in His Word and think these thoughts of Him. Is there anything better that we could think about this day than to think about God like Ezekiel did? Must have lifted him right above all the situation that he found himself in among the captives. I saw visions of God. Think about Him. Think about how great He is. Think about these attributes or characteristics of God. And then know that we can rest in His love and rejoice in His grace and enjoy His presence. Revel as we think of His salvation. Eternal life begun below now fills my heart and soul. I'll sing His praise forevermore, whose blood has made me whole. Thank you, Jesus. And now it's your turn. Amen.